Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Master's Call. We are so grateful. We're so excited that each and every one of you have joined us this morning here at the Master's Call. And I tell you, you're in for a blessing this morning. We're going to call today, Let's Give God Praise Monday, because he is worthy, worthy to be praised. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given us this Monday another opportunity to breathe your fresh air, to say thank you, oh God, for waking us up this morning and starting us anew. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for everything that you have done, for being God all by yourself. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the founders of this call, oh God. We ask that you continue to bless everyone that's on this call, Lord God, that you strengthen them, Lord God, that you start their day with a freshness like never before, that they look to you who is the author and finisher of our faith. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you pour special blessings on the speaker this morning, oh God. We thank you for the double anointing that you will place upon the speaker, Father. And we know, Lord, that the words that person speak will penetrate our hearts, Lord, that we will come to realize that it is you and you alone that we're to glorify. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless Artists International, the founders, Lord God, all the leaders, our vice president of sales, Lord God. We ask you that you continue to bless those that even joined last night, Father. And we know, Lord God, that you're doing a great work in the artist family, Father. So we thank you for your anointing and for your blessings to pour and pour and pour like never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you, because you alone, God, are worthy to be praised. We thank you. We bless your name. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we're so glad that you joined us this fresh Monday morning here on the Master's Call. And I'm Minister Brenda Terrell here from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast on a fresh, new, clear Monday morning. And I thank God. I thank God that you will have joined us this morning. Now, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, let me tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. We started back in October 2010, and God anointed two appointed and a precious young women from one from Texas and the other one's here in Mississippi, and they are our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we dearly call Miss Super Fantastic. And we thank God for these women of God who said yes to the Master. So here we are, almost 6 years later, celebrating and honoring God for who he is through each and every one of us. Now, this call was established on the scripture Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we're inviting you to invite your family and friends and tell them to come to the Master's Call. This is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. So, with that being said, we also have a website which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. We're so grateful to God for this wonderful website where you can see the bios of our speakers. You'll be able to pull up from the archive of messages from way back in 2010, so you can always get a message and listen to it. Now, one of my favorite parts about this website is that we have our theme, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So we can speak that in our lives each and every day. Now, we are so grateful that God has given us the opportunity to start fresh with this company that started us, that put us together, and it is the Artists International, but yet we are under Artist Life, and we're so thankful that God has started this company over 25 years ago through the Diaz de Leon family, and we're excited about the new things that's taking place, such as the 72-hour weight loss system, and then we have the new Sweet Balance coffee, and I can go on and on, but I tell you, we got testimonies where people are getting healthy again, and that's what it's all about. It's about glorifying God and helping people get healthy again. And guess what, you guys? We get paid doing it. So if you want to know more about Artists International, Artist Life, please join us right after this call on the new Morning Motivational Call. Now, the new Morning Motivational Call, it started off by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and she passed it on to a great team of leaders where we are there Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. And let me just back up a little bit. If you want to be a part of this great ministry, you can do so because we have, you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. You may also have prayer requests or praise reports that you want to send, please send that information because we want to pray with you. We want to celebrate with you, and you can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, back to Artists International, Artist Life. We're so excited because we're getting ready to go to Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th. Yes, June 10th and 11th. And guess what? You can get your $25. Guess what? The registration is only $25 right now. You have to April 15th, which is Friday, to get that early special, $25. So you can go to your back office and register, and also you have a website, events, and I'll get that information. It's events.artistlife.com. I'm going to get it and make sure I have it right for you. But I tell you, $25, you can't miss this great event. It's going to be totally, totally awesome. Now, I'm going to get out of the way because we are in for a treat. We're in to hear a special blessing from on high, and we thank God that we are going to be blessed, blessed, blessed. This young lady was born in New York City, and she is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering, and she was called into the ministry in the year 2000. God has been ministering and using her and telling her that who she is, and she's been sharing with us what God is doing through her. And we're so thankful that God has placed her in our lives, and she's a part of our TMC ministry. She's currently working on her PhD in pastoral care and counseling. She has been a minister of New Destiny Christian Ministries. Her prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Now, Minister Kai is who we're talking about, Minister Kai Brown. Her most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, and that's Christopher. Now, Christopher is getting ready to finish his year at Central College in Danville, Kentucky, and we are so thankful that God has used him to go through his studies and be a young man of God that he is. Now, Kai is also an artist distributor, and she is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. She believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. So I'm getting out of the way, because this woman of God is truly a blessing, and when she speaks with purpose and with power. I introduce to some and present to others none other than Minister Kai Brown from Norcross, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you, my beautiful Mississippi Queen, for greeting and seating the people and hosting the call. The hostess with the mostest stepping in to do the exceeding and the abundant. And so we appreciate you so much, Prayer General. And, of course, we give honor to the two women who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I never take it lightly when they allow me the opportunity to come before the people of God. And, of course, giving God the most high praise, hallelujah, because he is the one who is in control. So we are just going to jump right into the word today, and we're going to talk about commitment today. And the first scripture that God gave me as, you know, I was walking through this study on commitment was Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. That's commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. See, he didn't say commit yourself to your plan and he would work them out. He said commit yourself to me, the Lord your God, and then I will establish your plan. See, we tend to do things in the reverse direction. We want to make a commitment to the thing that we are doing, and then we want God to establish it. But he's given us the order in which we are to commit. We are to commit to him and his plan and his will, and then the things that we are doing shall be established. See, a part of the issue that we have is we want the gratification without the work. You know, our society is a society who is looking for instant gratification. Pleasure is the main thing. But we want the pleasure and the joy of a thing without having to work in that thing. Let's take, for instance, our artist businesses. How committed are we to what God's plan is for our artist business? Or are we just trying to work it to make some money? Are we committed? Do we attend the phone calls that are there to train us? Do we attend the training sessions? Do we talk to people about the business? Did we seek God before we jumped in to Artist as a network marketing company, or were we looking for the money? See, where does our commitment to Artist lie? Because if it's about making a fast dollar, then you may make a few dollars, but God cannot make it profitable. But if we are committed to the process of helping people, help bringing about healing, help bringing about health, then God can establish your plan for your business. But if it's all about the money, then God can't establish the thing. Psalms 37:5 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust him, and he will act. See, it doesn't say do something else first. It's the first thing it tells you is commit your way to the Lord. Then you have to trust him, and then he will act. See, there's a process to everything that God gives us to do. It's not all willy-nilly, let's go this way for 5 minutes, then we're going to turn around and make a U-turn and go the opposite direction. God says commit, trust, and then he will act. So have you committed your artist business to God? Have you committed to the process that you have to go through? Have you committed to speaking to people regardless of their yes or no? What commitment have each of us made to this thing that God has placed in our hands? What level of commitment do we have to God in the first place? How often are we seeking him or reading his word or meditating on his word or studying or just spending time in prayer and then listening for what he has to give us in return? See, See, we want to throw up that five-minute prayer and then run around and do 50,000 things and never just sit in his presence to receive that which he has for us. How can we say we are committed to God if we're not spending any time with him or any time in his word or any time with his people? The word says, forsake not the fellowshipping of the saints. We're supposed to congregate and talk about God and spend time with God like we do on this phone call. Being on this phone call every day is a commitment to God. And we're saying, Lord, we trust you with our time in the morning. So you commit your ways to the Lord. You trust him, and then he will act. But in that commitment, we have to make sure we're not making empty promises. We can't just be talking the thing. We have to be talking the talk and walking the walk. God tells us he does not want us lukewarm. So we have to make sure that as we commit our ways to the Lord and trust him, that we are doing so wholeheartedly and not as an empty promise. Matthew 5, 33 through 7 from the Message Bible says, and don't say anything you don't mean. This counsel is embedded deeply in your traditions. You only make things worse when you lay down smoke screens of pious talk, saying, I'll pray for you and never doing it, or saying, God be with you and not meaning it. You don't make your words true by embellishing them with religious lace. In making your speech sound more religious, it becomes less true. Just say yes and no. When you manipulate words to get your own way, you go wrong. So let your yea be your yea and your nay be your nay. Don't say yes if you know you don't plan to commit yourself to that process. It is better for you to say no and allow people to deal with that and feel what they feel than for you to tell them yes and then not follow your word. See, God doesn't want empty promises. He wants us each to commit to those things before us. Now, a good way to know if you should say yes or no is to ask God. If doing one more thing is going to send you to a place of being overwhelmed and in a panic and rushed and just exhausted, then maybe that thing is not of God for you to say yes to. See, we have to use wisdom in committing to things. It can't be about pleasing people. It has to be about pleasing God. And yes, people's feelings may be hurt when you tell them, no, you know what, I can't do that. But it is better to hurt their feelings up front and pray for them and allow God to deal with that situation than it is to tell them yes and be stressed out and pulling your hair out behind making a commitment. God does not want us to overextend ourselves to please people. See, we aren't overextended if saying yes is God's plan for us. Because if he has told us to say yes, then his grace will be sufficient to handle whatever the situation or circumstance is. So 1 Kings 8 and 61 says, let your heart, therefore, be wholly true to the Lord our God, walking in his statutes and keeping his command as at this day. See, that's a commitment. As we walk in his statutes and keep his commands, we are committing ourselves to him. See, that's commitment. That's saying, okay, God, no matter what it looks like or feels like, I'm going to commit myself to your statutes and keeping your commands. I'm going to turn it all back over to you, God, and allow you to work out those things you want worked out. The Word of God says, man makes the plan, but God orders his steps. So God's not telling us not to plan, but he is asking us to be flexible enough in those plans to allow him to order our steps. So if we commit our works to the Lord, that means all the things we do are committed to him. And we're doing them in a way that is pleasing to him. He will establish our plan. That does not mean that on occasion he won't throw a monkey wrench into those plans and take us on a route that takes us left instead of right. But he will establish them. The word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, as we delight ourselves, the desires of our hearts should change to turn towards the things of God. So we need to make sure that as we move through the process of committing to our artist business, that number one, that's what God gave us to commit to. And since we're all here, I'm going to say that is what it is. And number two, that we commit to the process of helping people instead of the process of making money. There's nothing wrong with making money. Let me just say that. But if we are committed to helping people and to bringing people to a whole and healthy place, then that is a commitment we've made to God, and he will establish the rest of it. We show our commitment, again, by attending the training call, by going to the conferences, by showing up and putting in the legwork to talk to the people. So again, I tell you, let your yea be your yea and your nay be your nay. Don't say yes when you mean no in your heart, because that does not honor God. Don't say yes to please people if that yes is unpleasing to God. God will deal with the hearts of the people. You have to be committed to do things his way. And in doing them his way, you do them as you're doing them unto him. So you don't do it half-heartedly. You do it with fervor and you do it with passion. If you know you're doing something for God, you're not going to do it halfway. But he tells us in his word that we do all things as if we're doing them unto the Lord. So that means in everything that we do, we should be committed and passionate about doing it, because that's how we would be if we were doing it for God. So I will again leave you with Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Has God established your plans in Artists International? If so, then great, keep pushing it. If not, then have you truly committed it to God? Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. That was definitely an on-time word. We so appreciate and thank you. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Commit your works unto the Lord. Praise God. Thank you so much. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious God, Spirit of the true living God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us this word, Lord, to place in our hearts and to realize that all that we're doing is to glorify you. So, Father, we say thank you. Thank you for being the God of peace, the God of joy, for being El Shaddai all by yourself. Thank you for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Sustainer. We thank you, Lord God, that you are all that we need in our everyday lives. So, Father, we commit our ways. We commit our hearts. We commit our desires to you. Because truly, Father, you said when we acknowledge you in all your ways, in our ways, you will direct our paths. So we thank you for directing our paths this day. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to strengthen our dear, beloved Minister Kai Brown, Father God. We ask that you pour back virtues of blessings and blessings and more blessings into her mind, spirit, and body, Father God. Pour back blessings into her and her son, Lord God, like never before. We thank you, Father, that she honestly told us, Lord God, how to commit our ways to you and realize, Father, that it's all about glorifying you. We thank you for strengthening her and keeping her in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, as this call is being carried forth like never before. We thank you for Mother Josie, Father, for strengthening her and blessing her in a mighty way. We ask you, Father, for special blessings upon our dear Platinum President, Martha Marie Preston, who has been celebrating her birthday, Father God. We thank you, Father, for her being a devoted attender here on the Master's Call. And we glorify you, Father, that you are doing a great work in her. We ask special blessings upon her life, Lord God, this day, and ask many more blessings for her in the years to come, Father. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved families. We ask that you strengthen them and comfort them. Place your arms around them, Father. The Roberts family, Father, Dr. Pecan, her family, Father, place your arms around them. We ask special blessings that you minister and touch Lance Waterman and his family, Father God, where he's had the homegoing of his brother, Father. We ask that you continue to bless and strengthen the Porter's family, Father God. We thank you that you are a God of comfort, and you know how to minister and comfort like none other. And, Lord God, there may be others, and we don't know who they are, but you know, Father. Keep them, Father. Put your arms around them. We ask that you comfort them like never before. Father God, we thank you for the artist family. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and for those, Lord God, that are continuing preparing for this great conference, Father God. Strengthen the preparers, Lord God. Give them an anointing, Lord, a special anointing, that this conference will be blessed like never before, Father God. Those that are working day and night, Father God, we ask that you just strengthen them, Lord, as they prepare like none other, Father. We thank you, Father, for those that are attending. We ask special blessings on the Platinums and on down to the advisors that signed up, Father God, and those that have a desire to go, Father. We know that you have a way to open up doors like none other, so we thank you in advance for opening those doors, Father, in the blessed name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for traveling grace and mercy for all those that are traveling this week on, Lord God, to their special destinations, and we thank you that you're doing it. And it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit, and we glorify you, Father, for doing it. In the name of Jesus we pray, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMZ family, we're so grateful that you joined us this precious Monday morning and heard this fabulous word, commit your works to the Lord, and he will establish your path. We want you to hear this message again, and you can share it with somebody. And to do so, the number, replay number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And remember, if you want to register, I got the email address that you can go to. Actually, it's the website, events.artistlife.com. That's events.artistlife.com. You can go there and register. It's $25 till April 15th. And then also we are registering not only that, but for the Fast Track, and that's up until April 15th to register for that. Go in your back office and get more information on the Fast Track. We're so thankful for the Word of God being sent this morning to us, and, Lord, we're going to sup on it. We thank you, Minister Kai, for being such a blessing to us, And remember, the new morning motivational call, you guys, is right after this call. You want to go to it. It's 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you again, Minister Kai, for blessing us in such a special, special way. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, and again, thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for being such an amazing prayer general and hosting us today.
Can
Father,
I say real quick, our special speaker this morning, I found out, is our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. So you want to go to Inspirational Monday, and it is on Be Persistent. Be Persistent. You want to hear that message. Thank you. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Father, we thank you for this time that you have given us together yet again, and that you are showing us each day how to commit our works to you so that you can establish our plans. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we want to continue to thank you for being God all by yourself, for being the author and finisher of our faith, and for leading and guiding us down the path that you would have us to go. We ask that you continue to allow us to walk in your perfect will for our lives, and we seal it in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a great day, and be those ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.